She risked everything just to keep it. As if she knew of her impending fate, Ma gave Keem the backpack with her jewelry sewn in the straps, as well as her favorite shirt, on his last visit to her. "It is so soft," the mother exclaims happily, and slips the shirt over her head. It falls smoothly over her body, the blue silk shining beautifully in the sun. Keem's jaw bulges as he grits his teeth, and Chu looks elsewhere. Our anger rises, but we say nothing. Finally sensing our glares, she takes the shirt off and throws it back in the bag. "I don't like it anyway. It's ugly now that I really look at it. How can anyone wear this color?" she says and walks away. Keem takes the shirt out and gently folds it neatly before putting it back in the bag. The only bright spot in the family is Bof, the 14-year-old brother who is very nice to me. He often takes me fishing and swimming with him and introduces me to people as his new sister. I like him. It is nice to be treated kindly. I know he likes me. He says as much. Yet at times there is something about him that gnaws at me. The odd ways I catch him looking at me, his eyes lingering too long over my face and body, makes my stomach queasy. While picking firewood in the forest one day, someone comes up from behind me and grabs my waist. I swing around ready to attack, but stop when I realize it is Bof. The clouds darken and follow above us. He walks toward me, his hand sliding on my flat chest around to my back, pulling me close to him in a tight grip. He breathes heavily, his wet lips on my cheek. In a surge of anger, I slap him across the face and push him away. "Leave me alone! Get away from me!" I scream into his face.
"What's the problem? Am I not nice to you? You like me. I know you do."
He smirks and approaches me again. I want to rip his lips off his face. "Get away or I'll tell on you."
"All right," he says, and his eyes glare at me. "Who will believe you? It's your fault anyway, always tagging along and going places with me."
Spitting at his feet, I turn and run away. Bof is right. I cannot fight him. I cannot tell anyone, not even Keem and Chu. There is nothing I can do but keep away from him. I do not want to cause trouble with our new family. I do not want to live on the streets again. I avoid Bof after that. Wherever he is, I am not. Whichever direction he goes, I go the opposite. And with each passing day, my heart blackens with hatred for him, but I keep it all inside. I keep it well hidden as Bof laughs and goes fishing with Keem. The arrangement with the family works well for me since I am used to long hours of labor. But no matter how hard we work, they let us know we are never efficient enough. To make matters worse, the mother often wonders out loud in front of us whether we are worth our keep. We know very little about the family and dare not ask them questions. Though we all live now in the newly liberated zone, after almost 4 years of living with secrets, it is hard to change. We do not know whether they were supporters of Khmer Rouge or if they were base people. Even if the family doesn't love us, they do feed us a sufficient amount of rice, fish that the boys catch in the river, and vegetables from the garden. The family has many 50-pound sackcloth bags of rice hidden in their corner of the hut. I don't know how they got them.
This is the end of the CD. The audiobook continues on the next CD.